After draping New York's Central Park last winter, artists Christo and Jean-Claude have moved west. They're refocusing their attentions on an installation in rural Colorado they've been planning since 1992. Over the River will bear all of the artist's signature marks, grand in scale, an industrial feat of engineering and precision planning, and yes, plenty of ethereal fabric. Adam Burke has the story.
As it cuts eastward through central Colorado's Rocky Mountains, the Arkansas River flows past the small city of Salida and some 40 miles downstream through Canyon City. In between, the river meanders alongside pasturelands and tiny towns, and it plunges through narrow, granite-throated canyons. It's one of the most rafted rivers in the U.S. Over the River would temporarily transform this bucolic landscape into a surreal and, some would say, inviting wonderland of snaking, wind-rippled fabric. In 8 different areas and for a total of 7 miles, Christo and Jean-Claude want to suspend shimmering nylon panels above the river using anchors and steel cables. It's a material that Jean-Claude says will create spectacular visuals.
When seen from the road, you will see only waves of silvery fabric moving in the wind. But when you are down there on the raft or on foot at the level of the water, then through the fabric, you can see the clouds and the contours of the mountains. 2 different visions.
And Christo says the marks of humanity visible along the river, the towns and tractors and the 2-lane highway, add a sense of scale that's also aesthetically important.
The work of art is all togetherness, together everything, including bridge, highway, railroad tracks, people, rocks, tree, sky. All together is the work of art.
Christo can rely on the rocks and sky to behave agreeably. Stirring people into the mix? That's a bit more tricky. And at a recent series of meetings sponsored by the Federal Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, it became clear that the very rural qualities that attracted Christo and Jean-Claude are sticking points for many of the locals who live along the Arkansas.
We feel like he's disgracing the canyon. It's an insult to the canyon to put fabric over it.
Kathy Young is a founder of the newly formed group Rags Over the Arkansas River, or ROAR. They don't like Christo attracting some 250,000 visitors to their valley.
And it's like he doesn't really care about the local population, and that really concerns me.
Young says her group is petitioning state and federal agencies to deny the project, and they've gathered some 750 signatures so far, including that of Dan Ainsworth.
I will fight it to the death.
For Ainsworth and many opponents, the 2-lane ribbon of highway with its infrequent pullouts will become a bottleneck of traffic jams, accidents, and general mayhem.
Number one, I don't consider it art in any shape, form, or fashion. Number two, I think the impact is going to be tremendous, both with our emergency services, our law enforcement services. The traffic impact is going to be phenomenal.
Opponents say the project will also overstress wildlife, including the many bighorn sheep that use the Arkansas River as a primary water source. But underlying these concerns is a feeling that the artwork is incompatible with rural life and rural values.
This is bringing New York City to Fremont County, and most of us don't want it.
There were plenty of boosters at the meetings also, those who say it will benefit local businesses and fill county coffers with sales tax revenue. Some say it's only temporary, just a 2-week project. And there are those, like Canyon City resident Cara Fisher, who gush about the art itself.
I'm very much for the project. I'm not afraid for the sheep or the river or anything. I can hardly wait to walk under it, maybe even raft under it. And I think that they are, in the deepest and highest sense, artists, and that we should support them in every way.
In the coming months, the BLM will decide whether concerns about traffic and wildlife and public safety can be adequately addressed. To proceed, the project needs permits from the BLM as well as from state and local agencies. And the earliest dates for an exhibition would be sometime in August of 2009. But, as the artists are fond of saying, social debate, the clash of ideas and values that surrounds most of their projects, is an essential part of the artwork itself. And in that sense, Over the River is well underway, long before any physical materials have been manufactured or assembled, something Christo calls the hardware period.
Right now we're in the software period, when the work of art built the personality, the energy and dynamics.
According to some art critics, it's Christo and Jean-Claude's ability to synthesize social and material dynamics that has made them two of the most important public artists working today.
Part of the irony of public art is, of course, that most of it's really hideous and doesn't look like anything, and people just ignore it.
Katie Siegel is a public art scholar and associate professor of art history at Hunter College in New York. She says Christo and Jean-Claude's work is important because it engages millions of people who don't visit galleries or museums, and because it provokes discussions and arguments about the nature of art.
It's good to be talking about these things. What is public? What's in the public interest? How do we use public space? And for public art to actually reach such a large percentage of the public is really unusual and does, in my eyes, make it successful.
Still, Siegel allows that if Over the River is a significant disruption to people's lives and alienates rather than involves locals, maybe it's less successful as public art. Indeed, some locals are quite cynical about whether Christo and Jean-Claude truly value their input.
Whether we like it or not, it's going to happen.
Every morning, Bob Blatchley, Ben Schoenfeld, and Tom Dunn drink coffee together in the small town of Coaldale. They didn't bother to attend the public hearings.
It's a done deal, as far as I'm concerned.
But what they're doing is pacifying you.
And we're just going to have to live with it.
They know they've got a general public here in this immediate area that's against this project. And I personally wonder myself if they'll get some kind of satisfaction out of that.
If history is any indication, Over the River is anything but a done deal. Since they began collaborating in the early 1960s, Christo and Jean-Claude have failed to produce some 37 projects. In most cases, they say it was local opposition that caused their permit requests to be denied. And of the 19 projects that have been realized, many took decades to complete. But whether Over the River is realized or no, Christo and Jean-Claude have already achieved something they're proud of. They've sparked public discussions in rural Colorado that range well beyond the ordinary.
There are hundreds of people who love the project, or hundreds of people dislike the project. Passion, interpretation, forces, this is something nobody can invent it. No advertising agency, no anybody can invent it. All that energy is the power of the project. And of course, it's very gratifying that we can steer so much energy.
Citizens will have another opportunity for input on Over the River when the BLM releases its environmental assessment sometime this summer. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke.